Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in what God is doing. God is doing an awesome job. Yesterday, we were on an awesome topic. If your marriage is not working, check number one. What is number one? Ask God for help. If it's not working, If it is working, check number one. You and God are partner in that marriage. So whatever crooked place, God is directing you how to straighten those crooked parts of marriage. God is directing you to navigate those terrain in marriage. God and your spouse are walking the marriage together. If you are about to be married, hear what is. You must get to number one. You can't go to no other number two, number three, number four, number five before number one. Number one is vital, that God is the center of that marriage. So you make God the center. When God is the center of that marriage, he got both of you. He got both of you. He says, I got you. You know, we'll love to use this term, Pastor, that I got you. Yeah. Don't worry, I got you. It's supposed to be a comforting word. Let me tell you, when you make God the centerpiece of your marriage, that means he's in the center. He's saying to both of you, don't worry, I got you. Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
So if things are going array and you both reach on to God, He got it. He'll keep it steadfast. He'll keep it immovable. He'll keep it always abounding in his purpose. God's design for marriage. He designed marriage. He designed family. He designed marriage to glorify him and to represent his family here in the earth realm. So yesterday we went through the five keys. I'm going to list them quickly for review. Number one is ask God for help. So these are five keys for restoration of marriage. Number two, work hard at it. Number three, stay committed to the vow. Number four, stay focused on God and your spouse. Number five, cultivate a heart of understanding. And our text is in Ephesians chapter 5. Yesterday we started at verse 21, but today we're going to start in verse 24. Therefore, just as the church is subject to Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her, that he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water by the word, that he might present her to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she should be holy and without blemish. So husbands ought to love their own wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. Now, it gives that comparison here to Christ and the church. Now, Jesus didn't feel like going to the cross. He didn't feel like doing that in his flesh to sanctify us unto God. Because the Bible tells us in the Garden of Gethsemane that he prayed three times and he asked God, look, if there's another way for this to be done, please let this cup pass from me. But ultimately, he submitted. He said, not my will, but your will. So we can make our marriages work. We can restore our marriages even if we feel like they're past restoration. If we don't feel like working them, we could still work them. We could still put forth that commitment to the vow. And we left off yesterday talking about the difference between a covenant and a vow. When God is involved, it's a covenant. A covenant and a contract. When we have a earthly contract, if we want to get out of the contract, usually there's a way, there's a term, there's a split or something to get out of the contract. But we can't get out of a covenant without receiving zero, without death coming to place. In the Bible, when they went forth in covenants, they would slaughter animals and such, and they said, let it be unto us like this, if either of us break this covenant. So when we're in marriage and we're not fulfilling the covenant, we're not fulfilling our vows unto God, it is like death. It's like emotional death, relational death. So we have to get to the restorative process, and the first step is to ask God for help.
Yes. When we know these keys, mm-hmm. Pastor Dye, then we have confidence that our marriage will work when we know these keys. But we have to know these keys, that you have to work. To have a successful marriage, you must work at it. You must be willing now that you're going to put in the work. Because when we ask God for help, he will give us the direction, the directive, the things that we need to do. And we're going to have to do those things. We're going to have to work on our shortcomings. We're going to have to work on our weaknesses. We are going to have to apply the word. We have to be willing to study the word, Diana. Mm-hmm. We got to get in the word. Mm-hmm. Where is the answer? In the word.
Yesterday we shared the point that as a carnal man, it is impossible to fulfill the role of a husband. A man has to become a husband, and he becomes a husband in the secret place with God. In position, takes headship over the house, in the place of prayer to receive directives from God, and a posture of servanthood within the home to be the king and the priest of his household. So yesterday we focused on the husband, and today let's give some attention to the wife. In verse 22, it says, wives, submit to your own husbands as unto the Lord. Now, that's a hard thing for an independent woman to do.
Yes.
So I'll just talk from my own experience here. But when we have that role of the independent woman, and then the Bible says now, well, submit to your own husbands, that's very difficult. Because of that independent spirit that was developed when we were outside of God's design for marriage. So we get real headstrong. We get real independent, especially if being a woman who has children and is not married. You're taking on all those different roles, all those different functions that God didn't design for you to take on alone. So that independent spirit begins to roar. That independent spirit is a hard thing to come up out of in order to submit now to a husband. And a lot of times, because of different choices and different circumstances in life, women, they get more responsibility, they're strong in it, and then you may have meet a man that wasn't in that same situation. So he didn't do certain things like you have already done, as far as run a whole household, be able to do this, be able to do that. And then the Bible says, submit to your husband? Really? And we try to bring the independent spirit into the marriage, and it's not going to work.
So it's going to take work.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to take that woman to work and her shortcomings, mm-hmm. her weaknesses in that marriage, work on her attitude according to the principle of the word of God. Because how do we conduct our lives? We conduct our life based up on the principles that God lay out in the Bible. Everything about my life is already written in this book. The way I should live is already written in this book. Everything how my life should look like in the earth realm is already been what? Written in this book. How do I know it? I have to study the word. Paul told young Timothy, he said, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman. So you got to work at it. Mm-hmm. Neither not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, applying the word of truth. When you work the word, you will see the result that it gives you. When I work the word, then my life will produce the word. My life look like what the word says. But the only way it can, I have to be willing to what? Work it. So I have to work harder then. I have to be willing, committed, that in this relationship, I'm going to work hard at it.
A good thing is to know what the Bible says about marriage before entering into marriage, before even locating your spouse, to be committed, to ask God for help as you prepare yourself for your future spouse, as you prepare yourself for marriage, and then being willing to work hard, study God's design for marriage. Then you can easily eliminate the spouse that's not going to work and save yourself a lot of
trouble, heartache.
Yes, a lot of trouble, a lot of correction, having to come out of this and now come into that. If you do it right, my dad used to always say, do it right the first time, you won't have to do it again. If you do it, take the time to do it right the first time. So when we study God's design, when we study God's plan for marriage, and then somebody comes across our path that doesn't look like this, doesn't look like a husband, doesn't look like a wife, you could easily just say nope and keep moving forward. Because a lot of times we're caught up in relationships with people who are just distractions. They're not the one that God intended for us to build our life with, but they're there. Pastor has a great teaching. He always says, if it's not your husband, it's your husband blocker. If it's not your wife, it's your wife blocker. So we get caught up in these relationships. Some of them last a couple months. Some of them last a couple years. Sometimes they last 5 and 10 years. And we're with somebody that it is not married. We're not married to.
Yeah.
And they're blocking us from our true spouse.
Yes.
They're a husband blocker. As long as you're committed to that man, your husband doesn't have any room to present himself. And the same way, if you're a man and you're committed to a woman, as long as she's taking up that space, then your wife is not going to be able to present herself. There's no room, not making room for our spouses. So if we know God's design and his intention for marriage, then we could easily just eliminate people who are going to be time wasters and spouse blockers and move forward into what God truly has for us, the glory that he wants to reflect in marriage and in the home.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make
a
day count.
Are you
looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.